All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our very first episode of the Sugar and Spice podcast. So we decided to make this podcast just to kind of really talk about funny life experience stories and just life experience stories in general. So we'll be going back and forth on heavy and light topics every week just to kind of keep it mixing it up, you know. But yeah, my name is Courtney, and this is my co-host, Whisper.
Hey, y'all. Good to meet you.
She is my best friend, and we have, like, known each other since high school and been pretty close ever since. We've reconnected a couple of times, and I've been trying to get this podcast done for, like, the last year and just really haven't had anybody to do it with, and talking to yourself is really hard. So, yeah, I talked to Whisper about it, and it seemed to, like, really connect, and we connected over it, and yeah. Now here we are actually doing it and getting it started. So yeah, we're really excited, but for the very first episode, we're going to keep it on a lighthearted topic. So we're going to talk about strange encounters we've had with strangers, because there's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about us, or maybe it's just
the fun part about this, the title of this podcast, Sugar and Spice, is because we have so many spicy stories.
Very much spice. So much spice.
So much spice. So much.
We just attract it.
I don't know what it is. We really do. Like, we've had. Okay, so I'm only 23. And
I'm 24 now.
Yeah, you just turned, like, 24. So we're pretty young, and we have had a lot happen in,
maybe,
like,
it's just
our
Utah. Maybe it's Utah.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Honestly, like, we have had so much happen in our short lives already that we are able to make a podcast out of it.
Yeah, so,
like, funny stories too, like, just crazy things that have happened, but also, like, really, like, intense, you know, life-changing experiences for the both of us. And I think that our experiences are fun to share on the lighthearted side, but on the heavier side, I think, you know, our experiences hopefully will help some people out there. I mean, honestly, yeah. That's the goal. That's really why I wanted to make this podcast, is somewhere to share these stories.
For real.
Is nobody more perfect to be a co-host than you, because you've got so many stories too. So that's why I'm so excited, is because there's just so much we can talk about. It's hard to narrow it down to topics. So,
and it really is great, because it's like, I feel with what we're doing here, we have learned a lot of these things the hard way. The funny stuff, we've learned lessons. The hard stuff, we learned triple lessons. So it's like,
and a lot of it, I mean, some of the pretty crazy stuff we've experienced together, which makes it, like, I feel like even stronger.
I know, yeah.
Like, when we get to those stories,
should be like Hallmark.
At that point, yeah. When we get to that point in our stories, in our podcast, it's really interesting how intertwined our stories become with each other, and how, like, you helped me and how I helped you, and how we reconnected at the most vital time in our life when we were at our lowest point. It was just like, wow, is this a coincidence? Like,
wild.
It was wild. Wild
karma,
stories.
God, whatever you
so
call
much
it.
Going on. So, yeah. So excited to get started on this. You have no idea. So
we're talking about crazy people today.
Yeah, so I'll try not to get too much off topic, because
Pine
there's
View.
Just so
I
much.
I want to hear what happened at Pine View.
So, yeah, the first story I'm going to start off with is, so we grew up in a small town in Utah, really small. In the summer, it smells like cows and, like, rotting, like, minks, which are, like, ferrets, kind of, like a breed of ferret.
It's,
I don't even know.
Demon cat.
Yeah,
thing.
Like, it's they're
horrible.
Weird. They, like, harvest their fur in Morgan or something.
They do.
Is that what they are? The farms.
Yeah.
And whenever that time comes, like, it, like, stinks up the whole town. So
on,
just to give you a picture, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people out there have grown up in small towns, and they can relate that there is not much to do. Like, this town has two restaurants, and one of them just closed permanently. And that's a story.
Thanks, Morgan moms.
We'll get into as well. But yeah, so my husband and I, at the time he was my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
We grew up together and we went to high school together, all of us did, but with nothing to do, there's like two reservoirs in the area. One of them's called Pine View, and sometimes we would just go up to Pine View, take the scenic route and drive around and just drive around and talk and listen to music. But we wanted to go, not necessarily to swim in the lake, but we really just kind of wanted to do something. So there's a couple of, like, view drive-off spots that you can go, like, look over the lake and just kind of sit. Not like we were gonna it was the middle of the day, so I think it was, like, summer.
You can make out any time of the day, Courtney.
Yeah, well, honestly, we did, but not here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we went to the little lookout point. We were watching over the lake, and we kind of sat there, like, not very long, probably like 20 minutes, just kind of listening to music before we were like, yeah, we're bored again, like, let's go drive around. So at the time, we had our crappy high school cars. I don't know if you ever saw Ethan's red Honda Civic. It was like a 1994.
Oh, boy.
Honda Civic.
Okay.
And that car was horrible. He got it for like $800, so just imagine, you know, it's not the best. The doors on that thing wouldn't even close all the way. Like, you had to, like, on the driver's side, you had to, like, lift it up and then, like, make sure you close it so that it would, like, lock in place. One time I didn't even know that, and I was driving through an intersection and I was taking a left turn, and the door flew wide open, like, in the middle of the intersection. It was just a crappy car.
That's, like, the epitome of, like, 18-year-old, no, high school cars.
Yes, because you don't have money to get something nice. You know, you have to deal with the crappy stuff, which brings a lot of fun stories as well, but yeah, so this car he had, it doesn't speed up very fast. So when we were pulling out of the Pineview area, there was an oncoming car. So there's two lanes. You have, like, both one way, you know? So you've got one going this direction, you've got one going this direction, and that's it. So we wanted to turn left to head back home, and this car was coming that direction as well. And we're like, oh, well, if we pull out in front of this car, we'll end up slowing them down because this car doesn't speed up fast. So we don't want to get in front of them and, you know, piss them off by being really slow. Like, we're considerate like that. We just didn't want to get in front of them and be rude. So we kind of pulled forward, like, getting ready as, like, they were going to pass. We were going to get right behind them. And this road's not very busy, so it's not like there were a lot of cars on the road anyway. But it was just this one car. So as we're, like, pulling out to go, we're kind of half in the opposite direction lane. Does that make sense? So, like, the car is coming this way, and we were in the lane that goes the opposite way, just, like, getting, there's no middle lane to merge. It's just the two lanes. No middle lane.
There's no, like, suicide lane.
Yeah, there's no suicide lane because it's a small road. Not a lot of people are on it. So we're kind of, like, halfway in the opposing direction of the lane, and this car slowly drives by, and then they kind of, like, slow down, and we're, like, hey, we're in the middle of this oncoming traffic lane. We don't want to be in the way of someone coming the opposite direction. We want to get behind you and get going. But they, like, stopped and, like, stared at us. And, like, we could tell they were kind of, there was two people. It was a guy driving and probably, like, his girlfriend or something in the passenger seat. And they just, like, stop and slow down. And Ethan starts getting annoyed, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, we need to get behind you. We're going to get hit by a car if we stay in this lane. We just wanted to pull out a little bit so we could get behind you and go. So he gives them a little bit of, like, a friendly honk, but it's always hard to, like, determine, you know, what's a friendly honk.
It's like, honk.
So, yeah. Long honk is rude, short honk, you know? Is that how that works?
I guess so. I have to pull up my, you know, car dictionary.
You just assume, I guess. So we were trying to be polite about it, so he just kind of gives a light tap on the horn to kind of be like, hey, can you get out of the way? We're trying to get behind you. Must have pissed them off or something, because what did they do next? I think, yeah, so then they sped up, like, out of the way, and we're
like,
okay.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to, like, give you guys some info on how these roads are, there is, like, cliffs on one side. So, like, driving past, you feel like you're going to die on a normal day.
Good point, because it's not remote area, but it's a mountainous area where Pineview Reservoir is.
I would call it remote and mountainous.
Okay, you would? Okay. It's remote and mountainous, so, you know, we get behind them, they speed up, so we think everything's fine, we're behind them, and then all of a sudden they slow, like, brake check us. Like, they just completely stop. And so now we're getting really annoyed, like, what are you doing? So Ethan honks again, and this time it's the, like, angry honk, so we're not lighthearted anymore. And this just, I think it just escalated the situation. I mean, we didn't really know what to do. So they continue this speeding up and slowing down, and we try to pass them. You're like, okay, we're just gonna try to pass them. They're obviously, like, crazy and messing with us, and this is getting uncomfortable. We go to pass them, and then they speed up again, so we can't pass them. And then we get back behind them, and they slow all the way back down. Then we go to pass them again, they speed up, so we can't pass them.
Why?
And then we get back behind them, and they slow back down. And that happened probably, like, three consecutive times before, like, we got on the side of them again, and they yanked their wheel towards us.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like, so, and cliffs, like, not, like, horrible cliffs, but, like, we were at, like, towards, like, the mountain at this point, so, like, there was kind of a hill on one side, and the cliff kind of drop off on the other side, so we were on the hillside, but it's still, like, a ditch that you'd, like, fall into, so, like, they're running us that way, and so, like, we slam on our brakes and, like, get out of the way and let them do that, and that probably happened about two more times before we decided we're not gonna try to pass them anymore.
Oh my gosh.
So we stay behind them, just going really slow. And then all of a sudden, this girl that was in the passenger seat pops out of the sunroof. And they're just like, she's just staring us down.
Did she say anything?
No, no, I mean, like... they're driving. And so she's just like looking at us. We're like, why is she in the sunroof? And I think that she could tell Ethan and I were dating. And I don't know if it was her trying to like make us feel.
I'm trying to like, just stop for a second. Is she like folding her arms? Mm-mm. Like I could just imagine her going.
Because they're still driving. We're all still driving. Probably like 10 miles an hour at this point.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like we're going like 80 miles an hour. We probably only ever got to like 30 miles an hour trying to 40, you know?
With those cliffs and where it's at, it's terrifying. Yeah, it's scary.
And the roads are very curvy.
Yes.
So, yeah, she pops out of the sunroof and like gives us like a smirk. Like, I'm just trying to remember. This was probably 5 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of like not the most detailed memory, but definitely something that has stuck with me because she pulls up her shirt.
She flashed you?
No bra. Into the
corner. Like, what?
And she was like, we were close enough, you could tell that she had piercings. So like, that's how much we saw, you know?
Oh my god.
And I like kind of look away, but Ethan's driving, you know, he can't just look away, he's driving. And I didn't really know how to respond, so I just gave her, like, a thumbs up. I'm like, nice.
Nice titties.
Love it. Thank you. I needed that. No. I don't know, like, if her thought process was trying to, like, make me jealous. Like, I'm going to show you your boyfriend my boobs.
Maybe she thought you were hot, like, both of you. And she was just really
trying. Maybe I'm just misinterpreting the situation.
No, it's still creepy as creepy as F. Like, that's not okay at all.
Yeah, so, and then we looking back, that was pretty much that experience. We just got flashed by, like, these random people who were trying to run us off the road.
Uh-huh.
But looking back, like, we wish we had gotten the license plate number and called the cops because, honestly, they seemed drunk. I would not be surprised if they were drunk driving because their behavior was very erratic. They were, like, swerving all over the road trying to get us off the road. Like, they were recklessly driving. So, like, regardless if they were drunk or not, like, they were being reckless drivers. We should have called the cops, but by the time, like, eventually, they ended up speeding off, and, you know, we just continued on our way. So, they eventually, like, let it go and gave up and left. But, like, thinking back, like, I wish we had, like, called the cops and written down that license plate number, because that was a dangerous situation. Yeah. It was scary. Like, and if we had pulled over to stop, like, would they have brought out, like, a knife or a gun because they're so pissed? You never know.
She would have just, you know.
Just, like, started,
you don't
like,
know how hard this girl is. Yeah. Her introduction.
That was just, yeah, the introduction was enough to be like, I don't want to mess with these people. Like, obviously, they have some very interesting, yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
It was weird. So, yeah, that was a memory I shared with my husband and...
like, wow, this is why we're married now.
Yeah. And I was like, so we like talk back on it every once in a while. Like, remember that time that we got flashed in high school, like by these really like weird
people? I didn't know you went through that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a funny story. But yeah, I mean, that was that's my first story about weird encounter I've had with, like, that was probably the first, no, maybe not the first experience, probably like one of the most like permanent experiences I've had with a stranger, like that stuck with me the most was that, because like it just,
like, what is that?
Thing. I don't know. Yeah, like, because I was in high school. Yeah. So, it was just probably one of the first experiences I remember the most of, like, what the heck, strangers can be this. No wonder my parents, like, stranger danger, because...
It's wild.
People are wild.
I think it's where we grew up, or just, like...
I don't know.
The bubble, because the bubble. I honestly didn't start experiencing fetching crazy people. I'm not just gonna say crazy. I'm gonna say fetching crazy, because... Everyone can be a little crazy, but, like, if you're getting flashed when you're a teenager, like, for road rage, like, in the back roads of East Canton, like, there's
it's just pine, weird. There's yeah, it's there. Weird, it's weird, but...
Real weird.
Yeah, anyway, do you want to just head over to your story? Let's move past that horrible experience.
Okay, we're going to talk about Billy the Wicked Witch.
Okay, I've never heard this story.
You haven't heard about Billy the Wicked Witch?
No, what if it is?
Okay.
Is that a person? Right.
So we're going to preface this a little bit.
Okay.
Backstory. This is me. So I served in LDS mission back in the day, right?
Oh, was this on your mission?
Yes. This is in Ohio. And this happened right before. This is a story for another day, but we had like this crazy encounter with, we thought it was a serial killer to begin with, because we just showed up one day and there's a dead rabbit on our porch. They had this like baby bird, like a nest in a house that they were living in. And we like loved them every morning. They were like eye level. Someone had came by and just like squashed their heads.
Oh!
And
of little birds?
The baby birds. Yes.
Were they in like a cage?
No, they were just like in a little birdhouse is what it's called.
Oh, so they weren't like someone's pet, but they were just kind of like...
They were there. They were ours.
They were all...
Yeah, they were in our little birdhouse. And we got home. And there were some sisters that were going to go meet us for... It's kind of like a sleepover, I guess you could say, for whatever reason. And we pulled up and they were bawling. They thought we had died in that... Whatever was going on, because there's this mangled, bloody rabbit with rabbit food.
Wait, where'd the rabbit come from?
I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't your rabbit?
It was not. It was just a dead rabbit.
So, like, this random rabbit. You have no idea whose rabbit it is.
Not at the time. Okay. I know whose it is now.
Oh, no.
I know what happened, but just the perspective that we had was there's this mangled dead rabbit. There's these carrots. There's a can of carrots and a pamphlet, and it was a different religion's pamphlet. And it said, on the pamphlet, the original title was, you, like, can I find a home here? No, can we find a home here? And they crossed out we, and they put I in red pen.
Oh my God.
And they just left it there. So, what ended up happening is we stayed up for a couple nights with knives, with pepper spray. We made a fort in the living room, and I literally did not sleep
for 3 days.
Did you guys,
like, tell, your mission president?
Yes. And he's like, okay, sisters, I'm gonna pray about this.
Yeah, so and anyone who doesn't know, like, an LDS mission, I never went on one. I'm not really LDS, but you have, like, a mission president who kind of, like, runs the area for, like,
it's like
the
missionaries. Your boss.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, like, if anything happens like that, like, you go to your mission president. And, like, I don't know, I thought maybe they'd, like, move you to, a new apartment.
They did, but not initially.
Okay.
The police were in contact with him and us, and they agreed.
Did you call the police the first time it happened?
Yes.
Okay.
So they... did extra patrols, making sure we were safe. 3 days later, we came back, and there was a different note. And it was a bunch of candy and some more canned carrots. And it said, treats for you and treats for him. And we called our mission president.
You're like, it's back.
And he was like,
he's back.
Sayonara. Like, we moved the next night.
Good,
we found a new apartment.
Okay, good.
So, okay, that was kind of a long
backstory. Because, like, one occurrence could be, like, a random thing. But if it's happening, like, the second time.
Twice.
That's terrifying. Even more terrifying. Like, they know where you live. They're coming back. Like,
I didn't realize that was a strange encounter. This is just a preface to the extreme crazy we experienced.
Wait, that wasn't the story?
No. It gets... Hey, guys, listen. Okay. Guess who it was? It was another freaking missionary. A psycho male missionary. We call them elders.
In the same area?
No, not even in the same area. He just, like, thought it would be funny to travel 50 miles.
Was he currently on a mission?
Yeah.
So he was currently on a mission.
He just traveled and picked up a dead rabbit off the side of the road and thought it would be funny to take roadkill and do this. And it was completely inappropriate and not okay. Like, I'm all for pranks, but...
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
That literally...
I mean, the birds.
Yes.
What's that? No, it's not even the bunny, but...
I don't even know what happened with the birds.
Did he murder the birds? Like...
We don't know.
The bunny at the dead of the road on the side of the road, it's already dead, probably... Okay, disgusting, but you didn't murder it.
Yeah.
But the birds...
Why?
Yeah.
Like, what are the
chances,
too?
That's not a prank. That's so sad. So, like, if he did that...
Yeah. So, we're at this new place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Finally safe. We keep it very secret.
Yeah.
We're walking around outside of our new apartment, and we meet... Billy.
Billy!
Billy! We try... Billy...
Was his name really Billy?
Yes.
Okay.
Billy was a really sweet guy. He is, like, I'm going to describe him, kind of balding. He wore glasses. When we met him, he was walking his adorable dog. And he was at a park next to our new apartment.
Was this before everything? Is this how you
right
met
after.
Him?
Right after.
So this was after everything happened. You didn't even know it was him yet
No.
when you met him.
No, I did not know who Billy was. This is us initially meeting him.
Okay. So a new person now.
Yeah.
Billy, not a missionary.
Not a missionary.
Just a citizen of Ohio. Okay.
I guess you can call him that. I would
prisoner
call
of Ohio?
A citizen of the Wizard of the Oz, we're going to say.
Shut up.
He's...
Okay, continue.
Wild. Okay, so the reason why I brought up that initial story was we were in a new area. We didn't know anybody. We didn't know Billy. Apparently, Billy is well known. And if you know anything about the era, you stay the fetch away from Billy.
Everyone knows Billy.
Okay, Billy used to live out in the woods. in this part, okay? Billy found out how to get an apartment. He got government help, which is amazing.
Yeah, good.
So now him and his cute puppy are living in an apartment right next to our apartment.
Mm.
So we start out talking, and he's, like, super sweet guy. He tells me he got kicked in the head by a horse, and that's why he lost everything, because, like, he had brain damage.
Oh my God.
And it was so sweet. So I'm like, Billy, come to church with us. Like, we'll find you a home. Like, we want people to love you. Like, you're a great person. Child of God, yada, yada. He comes to church with us. I'm at church, okay? We have another person with us who's investigating the church. And he sees Billy. His eyes got freaking big. And he avoided us like the plague. And I was like, okay. He got kicked in the head by a horse. Don't judge.
Don't be rude.
Yeah. And so we drive home. Billy rides home with us. And he's really quiet, really kind of weird. And so we drop him off. And then we go back to her apartment for whatever reason. And the space of time it took for us to drop him off, then for us to go to our apartment, was probably like 15 minutes. I already have 49 text messages on my phone over and over and over again. I saw that you know who. So the investigator, we're going to call him JJ. Like, I saw that JJ was at church. Did JJ tell anything about me? I ignore it and we kind of go on with our day. Look at my phone. Over 100 text messages. Okay. More
from JJ, the investigator,
from Billy
now.
About JJ.
About, oh my, so JJ's like, obviously,
and
wow.
he's like, I read part of the Book of Mormon, and what I learned is that it's okay to chop someone's head off as long as it's for God's purposes. And we were like,
that's okay. Now everyone's like,
okay, so we're so
red flags,
help, another emergency, like, over the night move. But what happened is that we ignored the text messages until the very end of the night. Our phone had a capacity, I think it was like 460 text messages.
Did you guys share a phone? As missionaries,
yes,
you shared the
we
phone?
We shared a phone.
Okay.
So we got over 460 text messages all day long, consecutively.
From both JJ and Billy, or just Billy?
Just Billy. Just bing, 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 bing. Why are you with JJ? You love JJ. Why don't you love me? Sister Pence, which who I was at the time. You need to be with me or I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt JJ. I'm going to cut his head off, over and over and over again. And I'm like, we just got over the bunny person last week.
That was a week later.
Yeah. Like, very next week.
How have I not known this story?
I thought I told it to you.
No.
Hey, the ending of this story goes as this. The next morning, we're scared out of our minds. We go over to JJ's house, which is also nearby. And we're like, JJ, we're scared. Tell us. You know who this guy is, apparently. What's going on? He goes, sisters, what did you do? He said, this man is dangerous. He's a rapist. Which we had actually discovered earlier that he had actually attempted to rape another one of our investigators. Very connected.
Oh, actually, investigators for the LDS Church are called, like, they're your,
They're like recruitments. Like,
okay. Because, like, investigator, like, in my mind, I go to, like, thinking like a cop. And
oh,
I'm sure
yeah,
other
yeah.
people
yeah,
are going to think
yeah,
that
right.
as well. So an investigator is, like, a...
Like,
I don't know.
They're interested in the church. Like,
okay.
They're interested in being baptized.
So there's somebody that you're going to their house to have, like,
yeah.
those, like, talks.
Like, they want to learn more okay. about Jesus and whatnot.
So JJ was one of those people. Billy was going to be one of those people.
Yes.
As you're bringing them in
yes.
to talk about it. Okay.
So.
Got it. And that's what investigate, because yes. I remember, I'm like, investigator?
Investigator.
I don't know, like, the Nine terms.
Glass.
I don't know the terms too well. Okay.
So while we're having this conversation with JJ, all right, it's a long story, but it's ending.
Okay.
We're having this conversation with
good.
JJ. We're talking about how scared crapless we are. And what do we hear? And someone on a bicycle going really, really fast. And I look over and I hear, I knew it! And it's freaking Billy! He found us on his stupid freaking bike. And he
it's
literally...
Like, are you guys outside or like inside?
Yes, we're outside on the porch.
On the porch. And he's just coming down on his bike.
I'm talking about, you think about comically, like the Wicked Witch of the West going, no, 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 no. That's literally what was going through my mind. And he skidded. That's how fast he stopped when he saw us. And he was like, you lied. And then, so we don't say anything. We're just like kind of cowering
terrifying.
In a corner. JJ's like slowly reaching for the door and I'm going, okay, sisters, like, let's go.
Oh, JJ was with you?
Yes. He's like, I knew it. You love him. I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to hurt you guys. We were terrified. And after his little like freak out sesh, he gets back. He's on his bike. So he starts riding away. He's saying every curse word you can think of. Fuck, damn, no, no. And you hear him. Like, all through the town.
Just, like, screaming.
Yes. He ended up slashing JJ's tires. he ended up just like, we had to avoid so many areas because of Billy. So yeah, that's my Billy story. Holy my long Billy story.
From the rest of your mission, did you ever see him again?
So a couple times, and we would just like hide. The last time I did Billy. See him, I went to visit Ohio, and I was at a park reading a book. Just peacefully as a non-missionary, and
to visit.
Who the hell walks
no
by?
No way. Did he recognize you?
I hid.
Oh.
I was like,
could you imagine? Just were you alone? Out.
I was all alone. There was no one else at the park, too. I shouldn't have been that stupid, but I was like, you know, it's fine. Billy's probably long gone. Nope, Billy probably still lives in that park, probably was living in that area. So that's the last of Billy. Billy the Wicked Witch, just because I can't unsee
him. You just get that out of
bike.
Your head.
No.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that is crazy. I did not know about that story.
Sorry, that
there
was long.
Some crazy missionary stories out there. I was actually talking to somebody at work who went on a mission in Mexico.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, and some of his missionary companions were walking down the road, and they're being chased by somebody with a machete. And they call him. They're like, "Can you guys come get us? This guy's chasing us with a machete." And they come in with their car to grab them. And by the time they got there, the guy was still chasing them. They rush into the car, and the guy chases them while they're driving away. Still,
I don't know what it is. I think it's just because you dress fancy and you have Jesus's name. Where they're just like,
they're like, get them. They're too they're easy targets. Maybe
it's a thing. Like, and people know where you live.
Yeah,
they do, because you put a picture of Jesus for whatever reason. They actually, I think, told everyone to stop doing it. But it was tradition. You put a picture of Jesus
On the front door?
On your front door and hope that maybe if someone was struggling, they just knock on your door and you can, help them out.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
It just turned into a lot of drunk high people talking to Jesus in the middle of the night. Someone put a Jesus picture on my window, and I woke up and I was on my bunk bed and my window was even to
and
my
you,
face.
And you see Jesus looking at you from...
No, you saw a hobo.
Oh!
All screaming at Jesus, and you're just chilling there.
Just, listening to it, I'm not here, please don't, knock on the door.
Wow. That's when you sleep with your pepper spray,
Wow.
Anyways,
that's
crazy.
So. That is crazy.
There's that.
Okay.
There's that.
We're gonna move on to, one of my next stories. So, there is a amusement park in Utah. It's called Lagoon. And in the summer between my sophomore and junior year, me and, my best friend at the time, I'll call her, Kay. We'll just say Kay.
Yeah.
We had Lagoon season passes. So we went probably 4 times a week, after work, because it was just the summer. So after we had part-time, it's the same part-time job at the same restaurant in Morgan, the one that's now permanently closed.
Thanks, Morgan Moms.
Thanks, Morgan Moms. We would always just after work go to Lagoon, or on the weekends we didn't have work, or whatever day we didn't have it, we'd schedule our schedules the same and we would just go. Next to Laguna Beach, there's this roller coaster ride right next to it. So we get on the ride next to it. I don't know if you know what ride it is.
What is it?
I don't know.
Is it
the Bombora?
I can't remember
what it's called. Maybe.
They play is it a
what's the
a
one
Beach
that,
Boy song?
Yeah, what's the one that there's not... There's, a bridge that goes over it, and, the roller coaster, where you enter is, kind of under that bridge. I don't know. I just remember the bridge, because the bridge isn't involved in this story. And I just can't remember what it's called, but I think it might be Bombora.
I think it's Bombora.
It's,
we'll
a little
just call
roller coaster.
Bombora.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, little. It's, in between baby
it's not like,
and
it's not,
adult.
Like, okay, yeah, it's not an intense roller coaster ride. Uh-huh. It's, a little, loop around, the water park, by the side of the water park-ish.
Okay.
With some, Yeah. It's nothing extreme. It's just a little fun ride, I guess. So, me and my friend, Kay, we were with her parents. Okay, so we were with her mom and her brother, I believe. And so it was me and Kay, mom and brother. So, we were on the ride, and we get started going, and we do the loop around, the side of the water park and all its, fun and stuff like that. And then we pull back in to, exit the ride, and over, the ride where you load in and you load out of the little car is a bridge that kind of goes over it that goes over the ride so you can keep going on the path to other rides. And so we were waiting for our little buckles to come off so we can get out. But while we were waiting for our buckles to get off,
I don't like this story already. I don't.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, is water, wet. And it's not on me. It's only on Kay. And I look over because she just was like, whoa. And I look over, and there are globs of spit all over
no!
all over her forehead. And I look up, And there are two teenage boys that are just laughing their heads off. I'm like, fuck you. I just, like, scream at them. And she's just like, ew. And the best part, her mom in the back did not know what happened. And she got splashed a little too, I'm guessing. She's like, oh, I didn't know there was water on this ride. Because we were next to the water park. So she thought that it was, like, part of the ride. But it was spit. Like, somebody, like, just leaned over and spit. And it landed right on her forehead.
What is wrong with people? Like, what... What did they have?
I don't know.
What did they want to come out of that situation? What
was
that goal?
Was it supposed to, like, spit on somebody or, like, on the pavement? I don't know. I feel bad because I was laughing so hard because it was funny, like, with her mom saying that and, like, I looking over and it was just spit on her face.
That's disgusting.
But it is so disgusting. Like, why?
Body parts, no. No.
Yeah. I was like, that's so rude.
Like, why, what, like, hey, if anyone has any idea, comment or something, why? Like, why? Boys, why do you do these things?
Why, like, do you just spit? Crazy weird. And then there was also, like, one time, like, nothing, like, crazy, but we were doing the Lazy River at Laguna Beach, and there's another bridge that goes over, like, the Lazy River, and we were on, like, the little tubes, and all of a sudden, like, a shirt just falls on her face. Like, somebody's shirt just...
What is wrong with poor K?
Yeah, it gets tossed over the bridge, and this red shirt just falls on her face. I don't know, she was the target.
Spit shirts.
Yeah.
What's next?
I don't know.
Don't want to know.
Thankfully, nothing I don't think ever happened after that at Lagoon, but yeah, that was disgusting.
Wow, freaking Lagoon. I had an experience at Lagoon.
With a stranger?
I guess.
What?
I was all alone.
Oh, God.
And as soon as I got my tickets, I was one of those nerdy kids that had no friends in high school because, you know, Morgan, screw you.
Small town.
I love you guys, but I didn't back then.
Yeah.
Had no friends, and I fell. I fell down the stairs by Dracula's castle, scraped my knees so bad, and I ugly cried.
Oh.
I was in, I think, fifth or sixth grade.
Oh,
I ugly cried.
Alone at Lagoon?
Yeah.
Fifth or sixth grade?
We were the last grade to do it.
Was
in
it the
fifth
school?
Grade.
Was a school trip to
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But so, she'd had no friends to hang out with.
I had no friends. I scraped my knees. And then this EMT was like, come with me, honey.
Aww.
And he took me into the back room and gave me bandages.
Aww. That's a heartwarming story.
I was really ashamed.
That's sad.
I just, like, sat around with bloody knees
yeah.
the whole time.
It's because, like, when you're all alone and then you fall and, like, no one's there for you, it's just, like, it's just sad.
It's
like,
hard.
You just want to cry, yeah.
Baby,
like,
Whisper was having a hard time.
Yeah. So, like, no, you have no friends, you're all by yourself, and then on top of that, you fall and scrape your knees. I would have an emotional breakdown right there, too.
I still would.
I would still have an emotional breakdown.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a quicker story, so now you can go into your...
I know,
even
my stories
crazier,
are so
well, no,
in
it's
depth.
Okay, it's good, because... I'm glad, because that one was a shorter one, so.
Just to say, I have had so many crazy people experiences that, like, I literally have to funnel them.
Yeah,
and, like,
she had to narrow it down for this
they're
story.
They're all connected. Like, I could talk about, we call him the Unabomber, because he's the one-legged guy in the wheelchair who tried to blow up someone's truck with a piece of carpet.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That was a thing. Mm-hmm. But this one, that was one I really wanted to tell, but we're going to stick with my crackhead story. Yeah,
we'll
my
crackhead story.
We'll
probably end up revisiting this topic if, like, people comment their stories
Please
and
do.
Stuff like that. Yeah, we'll probably end up sharing other people's stories, too, and revisit.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about the crackhead. So, this isn't mine. We're going to call... It's my little sister's. We're going to call her Teeny, because that's her nickname.
Oh, yeah. Let's call her Teeny.
Little Teeny. So, okay. Teeny lives in the horriblest part of Ogden, Utah.
Yes.
So, Ogden, Utah is, like, small-town Chicago, we're going to call it.
Yeah, and there are good spots of Ogden,
yeah.
And there are really rough spots. Like, you have to know, if you know Ogden, you know where not to live.
And this is the weird part, is that you can't tell the difference if you're an outsider.
Mm-mm.
You really can't. They all look the same.
They do look the same.
So, I ended up living here for a while in this particular house. It's a basement house. There's no top part.
Yeah, at one point, I even lived there with Whisper
yeah.
for about, like, 4 months. And then, like, I left. But... I was there with you guys for a little bit, too, and I never experienced anything super sketchy, but it is a sketchy area. And the house itself, like you said, it's, I don't know, just, like, how, like...
It's, like, from the ground up, it's probably 3 feet tall.
You want to take a picture? I'll blur out the address.
And
yeah! I'll add it into this as, like, a little overview, and you guys can see the picture of the house.
It's a midget house. It's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain. You just have to see it.
But it's this tiny little house, and I lived there, Teeny lived there, and... Courtney lived there at one point, but we're gonna backspace to the point where I'm in high school, mm-hmm. don't really live there. I live there off and on,
mm-hmm.
but So when I would stay there, we would have these instances where people would like try to break in. Like we wouldn't know why, but they'd be at the doorknob, just trying to wiggle their way. And I was like, okay, whatever, creeps. I'd get really scared and I'd hide in my bathroom with a, you know, like scissors or something.
Yeah.
But, so this happened a couple times and
it's fine.
It's fine. Another time, like me and my now husband, we saw someone get shot, which was really, really sad.
Across the street.
Yeah. Just right across the street. He ended up passing away. That's really
wow. Like,
yeah, we had the gun held to our heads and we didn't even know about it because it was so dark.
Oh my God.
I think I remember telling you.
I didn't know that part.
We didn't know about it until we read the news articles about it. And he was coming out and saying, yeah, this man and woman stopped to help him. If they would have touched him, I would have shot them. But
how did you end up helping him? I mean, obviously, like, he passed away. But you guys went over to, like, assess the situation.
So we were like, okay, what I first saw, corner of my eye, I saw a man on the ground. I see a bottle. I see blood everywhere. And I was like, okay, he must have gotten drunk and fallen. I said to my fiance then, I'm like, let's stop and help him because we were both in the medical field.
Oh, so you didn't even see the guy with the gun?
No, we didn't see anything. We didn't. Apparently it happened seconds before we saw that.
Seconds before. And so you go out, you see this guy on the ground, you're like, oh my gosh, let's go over. Not even realizing the extent of the situation.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know what had happened until we saw the brain matter. That's probably TMI, trigger warning for that. It was really, really hard. And so I had a really bad feeling. I'm all for helping. I wanted to help this man. But in my gut, I had this feeling, get in your car and go. Right now, get in your car and go. So I was like, hey, let's go. Let's go. He's telling my husband, let's go.
Yeah.
He gets in the car and we go. And if you read in the newspaper article, it says that he had pointed the gun in our direction. If we would have touched him, he would have shot
us. Was he like behind a car or something? Or it was just so dark.
It was dark. And
there's no streetlights on this road.
No. Nope.
Just FYI, like, there's no lamps. There's, like, no really, like, anybody's house lights, really, even.
No.
It's dark. There's trees.
It's sketchy. It's a pot of crime. Like, it really is rough. And if I would have known that, we wouldn't have moved there. So, and the next night, like, people tried to break into my house as well. It was...
The literal next day, I remember you, like, texting me or something, like, telling me. Like, someone tried to break into me. In the house, I hid in the bathroom. Like,
it was... That's a story for another time, but wow.
So, what... Did you guys end up calling, like, the cops when you saw that? Or, like, were you just like, this is... Like, we're not even getting involved in this situation.
With the man?
Yeah.
So, what had happened is, right before I had called my husband back into the car, there was another guy. Mm. And he ran up and he goes, did you see that? And we said, no. Like, what's wrong? What's happening? My husband, Cameron... I'm just going to say it. Cameron. Yeah. He was over there trying to... He was going to go take his pulse. And the guy said he had been shot and he ran. Like, I think he ran this way. But in reality, he was hiding behind us.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, that was scary. That's what happened there.
Yeah. And that was just that's not even the story yet.
No,
like, that was just the beginning, like, intro of, like, just how sketchy the house
was. So, that guy had called 911. And they had actually asked in the newspaper article for us to come forward, and I did try. Like, I got pulled over a couple days later, and I told the cop, I was like, I think you guys are looking for us. And he's like, oh, it's fine. Like, they know who did it. Like, he's going to be convicted anyway. So
good. I mean, at least he was caught.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They caught him hours afterwards.
Good.
Hours.
I mean, you had witnesses. Like,
yeah.
Did they even say, like, why he shot him? What he shot him over?
So, from what I heard, I actually met someone who knew the gentleman who passed away. The gentleman that passed away was repairing his car. And they were meeting for, I don't know, the transaction of money. And the murderer, he had been high.
And he was fixing the murderer's car.
Yeah, so...
And he was gonna, like... So, they're waiting for him to pay. I finished fixing your car. Now you gotta pay me.
Yeah, and then he just got shot instead, so.
Oh my God.
I know.
That is so sad. I did not even know, like, the extent of the story. I just knew, like, the general.
Yeah, and I think the worst part about it is that he had his family never got notified. They never found his family because his family was from Mexico.
Ugh.
They were never able to
figure it out to tell them.
They have an identity.
Who knows when they'll know?
They'll probably never know unless they do their own investigation.
That's so sad. Because, like, you think about, like, people who go missing, like, what if, like, there is stories out there, like, it's solved, but there's no way of knowing because of where they went, you know?
Communication is, like,
Yeah, a lot of people go missing, and there's probably things that just get left out to where their family just never knows, like, what happened.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. It really, really
is. In different areas, too. Like, when it happens in different states, it's hard to, like, you know, get together with, like, the police and having them work together to figure it out, but...
It really is.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, crackhead.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know how I talked about how people would, like, jiggle the doorknob? Okay. One time, this lady actually just... This is before. This
yeah,
is before.
And you guys have, like, a keypad on the door as yeah. well. Like, there's, like, a security, like, deadbolt, like, keypad on the
yeah.
door.
Yeah. One time it was unlocked, and this is when my other sister was living there waiting for... She was moving into a new house. Mm. She had this lady just walked right in and was, like... Just walked in and just stood there. And she was, like,
yeah, can I help you?
Jeez. And she was, like, nah, and just walked out, like... Okay.
Oh my god. So looks so crazy.
The other day, Teeny.
Yeah, this was probably, what was this, like a week ago?
Yeah.
It was like a week ago.
Teeny went on a trip. She went swimming and had gotten back kind of in the afternoon. And there's a bunch of cops, just not like two cops. They're chilling on her lawn and they look awkward as heck. And she goes, can I help you?
Can I help you again?
And they're like, yeah, we got some phone calls that someone had broken into here. But we just don't know.
There wasn't, like, enough evidence for them to, like, be comfortable, like, breaking in, to yeah. the, like, going in and looking themselves without permission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they needed permission because there wasn't, you know, like, obvious evidence mm-hmm. that someone had broken in. Because
this house is so sketchy that they're, like...
And the area is so sketchy that they probably have this all the time, and it's yeah. probably, yeah, you know.
The only thing that was a red flag for them is she was wearing all black. And the neighbor's dog had actually broken out of the fence and chased her around the yard. And that's how my neighbors found out.
Which
her
is
neighbors.
I'm glad, like, the neighbors said something. Because yeah. in this area, like, you can't really, like, trust that, like, anybody's gonna say anything, you know?
Yeah, but they all have each other's backs
that's
there.
Good.
There's too much crying,
that's
too
good.
Much crap going on.
So they reported it.
So she's like, they go, so, who lives in this house with you? She goes, my husband. And they go, okay. Well, do you mind following us and let's just open the door and see?
Yeah,
like okay.
Yeah, like, we'll watch in. Sure. Yeah. I want to be safe. Like, yeah, go check
She's
it out.
She's like, yeah, please.
Yes.
They go to the door, and she goes to do the little pin pad that unlocks, you know, just the little flicky doorknob. Mm-hmm. And she does the pin and goes to open it, and the deadbolt is locked from the inside. And immediately the cops grab their gun, and they're just like,
yeah, like,
oh,
this
shoot.
Is not normal. She's like, it's not opening like it should, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so she gets her keys out, unlocks it. And there is this woman sitting on the couch, smoking a cigarette in her husband's clothes. Like, I'm talking
like
about...
Teeny's husband's clothes. Like, she got into Teeny's husband's closet.
I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z shirt, man panties, underwear,
yeah, or his
socks,
underwear. Oh my god.
Pants.
Burn it all. Burn
everything.
It.
And she's chilling there, smoking a cigarette. And she goes, what are you doing in my house? And she's like... Excuse me, this is my house. And they go up to the woman, they handcuff her, and the whole time this woman is claiming, this is my house, why are you doing this? And then she turns to the cops as she's being pulled away. She's outside now, they're putting her in the cop car, Destiny, whatever, follows them. And she screams as her husband pulls in, he sees this commotion, he sees... the woman being handcuffed, pulled into a cop car. He sees his wife out there going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he gets out and he's like, and she goes, he has child pornography on his computer. And then she drives off.
Oh, the girl, the woman, crazy,
yes!
said that to about...
To the cops. They're like, he's got child pornography. So they go downstairs and they go to assess the situation.
You didn't even tell me that part. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay. They go to assess the situation. She had tried on her wedding dress.
Teeny's wedding dress.
Teeny's wedding dress.
That's...
Holy cow, no. Cigarettes are everywhere.
Gross.
She had gotten onto the computer and had tried to Google OxyContin. She didn't even say it right. But she didn't even do Google. She was searching in the settings. OxyContin. Listening to Tupac on their Spotify. And, yeah.
Didn't she say that she was waiting for Eminem to come have sex with her?
Yeah, so the cops later, like, went up there. I don't know if they called or showed up, but they said, hey, we want to get a report and just figure things out. Do you want to press charges? That kind of thing. And they told her, we just want to tell you to give you some closure and help maybe feel safer, that she had approached your house Oh, she had also dug through the fridge, gone cabbage and barbecue sauce. Made
a,
sauce.
Like a, a barbecue solid salad.
She wanted, I don't know what it was, like a Cobb salad, a specific Cobb salad. That's why she had broken in, because she wanted a Cobb salad.
She was hungry.
Also, the best part, the reason why she was in those clothes is because Eminem, the rapper Eminem, had laid those clothes out for her.
To wear?
For sexual purposes.
So she just, she's on the couch, like, waiting for him.
She's waiting for him for sexual purposes.
He set out clothes for her, obviously. Yeah. He's gonna come back, and...
Eminem obviously has a thing for Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
For
and crackhead women.
You know.
Who knows?
Yeah, but she, we're pretty sure, looking back, we're pretty sure she's the same woman that has tried the doorknob a few times. Yes, and she is, from the description that Teeny gave to my other sister... She's the same woman that walked in.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah.
Ooh, isn't that wild?
Yeah. So, wild. Like, this has been, she's been around a long time, because that's been in the span of, like, 3 years, like, since your other sister lived there, yeah?
I know. I'm pretty sure she's the same one that took a dump outside of the house as well.
I remember you telling me about that. That's nasty, gross. Like, who, right? What is your, like, obsession with the house specifically? Like, she could go to any other house at any of those time within those 3 years, but your house, the one that's, like, in the ground, with no the little else. Roof, like, over the lawn, yeah, like,
why
that?
We're assuming maybe it was, like, a drug house before
we got it. I would not doubt that.
So, that's why we have all those crazy experiences, maybe.
And, like, all of the previous experiences with that house, just in general.
It's a headache, guys.
Yeah.
It's a headache.
Holy cow. Okay, well, I think I'm going to wrap it up with the last story, which is one of mine as well. So this is probably, like, the scariest encounter I have ever had. I'm pretty sure I was almost human trafficked. And if anyone is familiar with Utah, West Valley is really sketchy.
Is it really? I've never been.
Really? Really?
Never
okay,
been.
Okay, I talked about it at work the other day, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, West Valley makes total sense. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what's worse, like, Ogden or West Valley, but I've heard West Valley is just really bad. And I worked out in the area 3 years ago. I was working, like, with my mom.
Oh, the sign company.
The sign company. Oh. And so I would commute down to the Salt Lake area, and I worked with my mom. Just in different departments, but we would always, like, go to lunch together or, like, go shopping on our lunch break together. But, like, one of the days she was out on vacation and I wanted to go do something and I needed a couple of things from the Michael's Craft store. So I was like, oh, there's a Michael's, like, in West Valley. It's 20 minutes. I can just go grab some stuff there and do it on my lunch break. So I go to Michael's and I'm shopping around looking for some things. Probably after, like, 10 minutes that I was there, this guy approaches me, and he's pretty short. He was probably just, like, a little taller than me, and I don't even know, like, his ethnicity. I don't even want to, like, try to, like, assume it, you know? But he had a very heavy accent, and it was really hard to understand him. So, and at the time, I was not, like, you know, I was not an outspoken person. I have changed so much. I'm way better now. I'm very assertive. But back then, I was very, like... no confrontation, like, I'm just gonna be polite, people pleaser, like, please, no trouble kind of thing. So this guy comes, and he, like, says, oh, hi, you so beautiful, like, can I shake your hand? And so...
Why would he want to shake your hand?
Why would he want to shake my hand? I don't know. And I'm like, is it a cultural thing? I don't know. I should not have shaken his hand.
It was probably a mark.
You want to know what... Okay, I'm gonna get that. I am... interested that you said that, because I had an experience after he shook my hand. So, I don't know if it was just adrenaline. It was probably just adrenaline. I'm just assuming, but, like, so he shook my hand, and I was immediately, like, red flags. Like, you know, like, you get that feeling. Like, I think humans just naturally have that sense of danger, and I had that sense of, like, something's not right here. And what really started to tip me off is he kept looking over my shoulder constantly as he was talking to me. And after he shook my hand, he tried to ask me a question, and I just could not understand what he was asking. I'm like, what? And I wasn't really listening because I was so distracted, because I remember so vividly wondering why he kept looking over my shoulder, enough to where I kept looking over my shoulder. Like, is somebody going to come up behind me and grab me?
So why? Like, how, okay, physically describe this. Is he just, like, following you?
No, okay, so you're right. Yeah, at this point, I'm in an aisle. We're kind of in the main aisle, too, which is nice. Like, I'm, there's like the side aisles, and we're like on that like strip to go towards the back, and we're just standing there.
Okay.
So we're just standing there.
Is he talking?
He is talking the whole time about something that I just cannot understand what he is saying. Uh-huh. So I'm so uncomfortable. I don't know how to answer his question. Is he looking for something? Is he distracting me? So the looking over my shoulder while we're standing there is making me really uncomfortable. So I keep looking behind like, what are you looking at? Eventually, I get so uncomfortable. I cannot understand what he's saying. I pull out my phone and pretend I got a phone call. And he just walks away. Like, immediately, just, like, fast-paced. Not running, but he, like, speed walks the fuck away. Like, he just goes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was shaking. I was so, like, upset and scared. Like, I was like, what just happened? I immediately, like, wanted to leave. And I still grabbed my stuff and, like, checked out at the register. Because I was, like, debating asking an employee to walk me to my car. And now I would have because of how much more comfortable mm-hmm. I am with people. But back then, I was just too uncomfortable. Like, I just wow. didn't have, like, the, I just didn't want to, like, inconvenience somebody over something that, like, might not yeah. even have been. Like, I don't even know if that was the case. And so, but you should always be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
But
while you're not inconveniencing yeah, anyone, right. like, they're probably That's, more than yes, happy
Yes, I would be more than happy to walk For somebody real. To their car. Oh my gosh, I have another stranger story I just thought about. Jay's. But I won't tell. Like, maybe I won't. I don't
Is
know.
This the head?
Yes, it is!
Probably should not have said her name. Of all places, Morgan.
I know, Morgan. Anyway, I'll finish the story real quick. Maybe I'll just touch on that one real fast. But okay. So, I was in the checkout line, and I felt, I don't know if it was the adrenaline, but I felt, like, really dizzy. And I was like, oh my god, what if he, like, shook my hand, and there's, like, some kind of drug that seeps into your skin? I was
Crack lotion.
I was so paranoid. I was like, what if he did something to me? And what if I walk out into the parking lot, I'm going to pass out and they're going to come grab me? I was paranoid. But I ended up walking out with my key in between my fingers, uh-huh. just in case. I was like, I'm going to stab this bitch. Like, like, so I walk to my car with my key, I get in and I walk uh-huh. in. And I just drive back to work.
Really? That's so funny, like, how close that people get to those situations.
Because, and I feel like I didn't want to be, like, judgy, you know? Like, I'm not going to go think somebody with an accent's going to try to kidnap me. But the situation, and just looking over my shoulder and as a whole, and just that instinct gut feeling uh-huh. that something's not right, I was like, this is a situation, something's up.
Just that initial, like, handshake as well as a red
heard,
flag
I have
for me.
Heard, like, before, too, and maybe it's because of other stories I've heard that makes me, like, assume it. Mm-hmm. But I've heard other stories about, like, craft stores in general or, like, other, like, stores that, like, maybe, like, women shop more frequently, like, clothes stores. Mm-hmm. Men will, like, follow them and do some, like, they'll, like, pick, like, a spot close to an exit, like, an emergency exit.
Yeah.
And they'll stop you and then you'll just be out that emergency exit and no one will know.
No one will know. Because here's the thing, like, those craft stores... I'm not being sexist or anything here, but from my own experience with my husband would not be caught dead in that store. He does not, he will maybe sit in the parking really? Lot, maybe, Ethan, or he'll be left at home.
Yeah, my husband would go in with me, like.
Really?
But. I don't. It's like, not like it's his favorite thing to go do. Like, let's go to Michael's, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, if you need to stop, sure, like, I'll go. But, yeah, it's not, like.
It's a very feminine
yeah,
store,
it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Like everyone can not, go to it.
Yeah. But you see women there more often, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And more, like, women alone.
Alone, yeah. Like, I just needed to go grab a couple of things. No big deal.
Yeah, but apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful. I've heard that the ones in even in Ogden right now, like Target and Walmart, I heard some stories about people
yeah,
even
do.
Trying it there.
Yeah, and, like, people, like, aren't even discreet about it. Like, they'll follow you, obviously. Like, obviously somebody's mm-hmm. following you, and they don't even, like, try to hide it. It's weird.
Yeah, especially if someone... There's a difference between, like, friendly conversation and if someone immediately goes to you and does a very physical thing. It's usually because they're flagging you. They're telling people, hey, this is our girl. I've checked out. There's no one around her. I watched her
so, like,
come in.
The shaking the
She's
hand
alone.
It's like a signal.
Yeah.
Like, this is the one we're going to pick today, you know?
Yeah, they do that. They even give out, for children, I've heard that they give out, like, stickers or little toys that they'll give to the kids. And you'll be like, why the heck does my kid have this? Because someone's flagged them. Like,
it's something to look for that you know, like, this yeah. person is a prime, like, target, you know?
Wow, that's so
it's
scary.
It's so scary. I was so scared out of my mind. That one sticks with me the most.
Stay safe, guys.
Yeah, stay safe out there. Because you never know. And even if that situation wasn't, you know, what I thought it was, mm-hmm. it's better to be safe than sorry. Like, even if he was trying to ask me, like, hey, do you know where the pencils are or something? You just don't know.
And be paranoid.
I felt that at the time, it was better if I left immediately. Mm-hmm.
It's better to be paranoid. Like, don't rob yourself of fun experiences. No. But in a situation way better to be paranoid.
Yeah, and don't way better. Feel bad asking for help. There are so many people out there willing to do that. I hear, like, you know, employees are more than happy to, like, walk you out to the car. Uh-huh. They have to go grab carts out there anyway most of the time, you know. There's people out, and, yeah. Anyway, really quick, touching on the small restaurant in Morgan that we used to work at. I had one of my friends from high school that we were working with, and at night we were closing up the store, and I sent her, like, out to go home because we were just about finished. We were finishing with, like, the final prep, so we were sending a couple people home because only mm-hmm. two people needed to stay for the final closing. Mm-hmm. So I sent her out, and she gets in her car. And one of the other employees who was about to head out as well, we're like, hey, before you drive home, take out the trash, and then you're good to go as well. Well, he goes to take out the trash before he gets in his car, and he looks over and sees Heather's car, and in it is a guy, like, this random guy, and she looks so uncomfortable.
Is he just, like, chilling?
He's
like,
just in the car. Well, he's asking her, drive me to the 7-Eleven gas station. He's, like, telling her, like, me there. And she's like, no, like, I need to go home. And all of this is happening, like, while we're still inside. And so by the time, like, this guy comes out, and it was the guy, thankfully, like, taking the trash out, he, like, goes to check on her. Thank God. Like, he, like, saw something didn't seem right. He's like, hey, like, Heather, are you okay? And she, like, looks at him like, no, like, help, I'm not okay. And he goes up to the guy and is like, you need to leave. Like, get out of her car. You need to go. And thankfully, like, he was upset, but, like, he got up and he left.
Oh, my goodness.
But, like, he wanted her to give him a ride somewhere. And you just never, like, that, it's scary. And you don't know, like, and she doesn't know how to get out of the situation. He's in your car.
Yeah, that's terrifying. And that's, I feel like that's a lot what they do. Like, if someone's really good, at being a predator in that way, they are going to ask you or do something that's not quite as creepy, but it's still like,
yeah.
So if she would have just driven him over to 7-Eleven, she would have never made it to the 7-Eleven.
Probably not.
I bet.
And we would have never known. Like, Heather just disappeared from work one night. Yeah. No one knew.
Despite the power of saying no and don't have a victim mentality.
And then after that, we had to have the buddy system. Everyone had to leave in twos, which is great. Yeah, like, everyone had to leave in twos.
That's how I got, like, my first real boyfriend was this way, though.
Leaving in the buddy system. Yeah, we worked at the same place as well. It's, like, the only place to work. Like, one of three places to work there, you know?
So, now it's, like, one of two places.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy people out there.
There are wild people out there. Just stay safe and have fun with it. I feel like...
don't let it, like, hinder you.
Yeah.
Just make sure, like, you know, you follow, like, your gut instincts. If you ever feel like something's off, like, probably is.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, it probably is.
And there is power in looking at people and just saying, no. Just don't be a victim. No. Yeah. Don't act like a victim. And most of the times, you're like, okay, bye.
yeah, really. But anyway, I know that we're not the only people out there with crazy-ass stories about strangers. So if you guys have any crazy stories you want to share, like, comment or send us a message on Instagram or anything, like, we'll link some places down below you can message us at, or just comment down and let us know your stories, because I'm really interested in hearing about other people's experiences. I know there's a lot out there. And, we could maybe one day in the future do a podcast and read through, like, the stories that people have sent in. It'd be fun, so.
We would love that. Please. Yeah, that'd be fun. Give us some amazing content.
Give me something to read on a Sunday night. I would love to go through those stories.
For real.
That'd be fun. Anyway.
For real.
Anyway, yeah, thanks guys so much for watching and listening. We just want to hear your stories. But other than that, thanks so much, and subscribe if you want to.